Hola, Sue. This morning we'll return to refining the attention, balancing the attention with the emphasis on stability without losing relaxation. And we'll focus again on the rise and fall of the abdomen. And this time we'll introduce a little bit more the counting of breaths. So I'm quoting a Sangha here. He says, if you find the counting helpful, go for it. And if you find it unhelpful, forget it. No problem. He says people with sharp faculties don't need it. I immediately think, oh, then I must need it. I must need it. Because I always fall into dull faculty. Wherever it is, I say, oh, there I am. I'm always at the bottom. It's true. That's not humility. It's actually the way things are. So I'm used to that. But the real point here is completely pragmatic. And that is, if you do count the breaths, it, of course, interrupts the flow of the mindfulness a little bit. But it's really, I think the closest analogy I can think of, like the speed bumps. You know, like we have out on this road here. It's there just to, in case you start getting carried away in rumination, it's just there to go bump, bump, just to break it up and bring you back to the present moment, to mindfulness of breathing. So in economics, I think it's called a cost-benefit analysis. It's going to cost you something to break the flow of your mindfulness, to do the counting, and having to remember what counts, 7, 8. I mean, it's so boring. It's unbelievably boring. 7 comes after 6, and gosh, after 7, what was it? Oh yeah, 8, you know. So it's kind of drudgery, it's tedious, but if that helps to break up this just ongoing flow of rumination, then that's where the benefit lies. On the other hand, if you can maintain that flow without the counting, all the better. Okay? So I'll introduce this, and it's really crucial that it's a staccato count. What happens very easily when people count breaths is they go, 1, 2, 3, you know, mentally. And so they're no longer practicing mindfulness of breathing, they're practicing moronic counting, you know, which is really much cruder. And so it's supposed to be just 1, 2, 3, just staccato, like a little fairy dancing on the tip of a needle, just like that. Just the minute little tiny speed bump. Like, remember? Not one of those tank blockades. You know. Tank barriers. Okay. So there's one point. Staccato, very brief count at the end of each inhalation. Second point, introspection. Introspection. Relax. Release. Return. Refresh. Refocus. Retain. Let's jump in. Okay? Find a nice posture. Settle your body in its natural state and respiration in its natural rhythm. And allow yourself the freedom for this short session to release all concerns, all cogitations, all ruminations about the future and the past, and in silence, let your awareness come to rest in stillness in the present moment. And for just a little while, be aware of your whole body breathing. Sensations throughout the entire field associated with the in and out breath, quietly, non-discursively. Immerse your awareness in this non-conceptual, non-verbal domain of experience in which there's nothing to think about. Just be present, knowingly, recognizing the breath is short, the breath is long. Now focus more narrowly, directing your attention downwards, which helps to stabilize the attention. Focus on the bare tactile sensations of the rise and fall of the abdomen. And again, ever so simply, non-discursively, recognizing the long in-breath is being long, the long out-breath is long, and as your system calms down, the volume of air you need decreases. Note as you breathe in short that it is short. When you breathe out short, it is short. Then experiment with counting. One brief staccato count at the very end of each inhalation. Relax deeply as you breathe out, releasing any thoughts that come up. Arouse your attention as you breathe in. Again, a staccato count. You may count 1 through 10, 1 through 10, or simply continue counting. But experiment, you can only know through your own experience whether this turns out to be beneficial or simply clutters the flow of mindfulness. You must see for yourself. primary engine that drives the practice of shamatha is mindfulness, the non-forgetting, the non-distracted mind that continually engages with its meditative object. But in order to refine the mindfulness, to avoid the pitfalls of excitation and laxity, it's imperative to utilize and refine your faculty of introspection, monitoring the flow of attention, recognizing as quickly as possible the occurrence of excitation, in response to which, relax, release, and return. And then falling into laxity, dullness, becoming spaced out. As soon as you see it, refresh your interest, refocus your attention, and then retain the flow of mindfulness. In this way, prepare your mind to be a serviceable vessel for the practice of Vipassana and all other type of meditative practices. Let's continue practicing now in silence. Enjoy your day.